And now, it's time for Joy of Union with Joy Regina Melchizedek, psychic, medium, channeler, energy worker, and her co-host, TJ Ryan.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here. This is our first time trying this out this way, and we actually had wanted to interview TJ, since he is the host who gives the world a chance to say everything they want to say. Wow. We want to find out what he has to say and what he's up to. And we are also going to, with his permission, because he very graciously gave it, we are going to do a heart thread. So, TJ, would you like to say hello to everyone?
You know, I changed my mind. I'm going to rescind on the heart thread, and I'm just going to do like a heart weave. Can we do a heart weave instead?
Now, as you can tell, this is my brother, TJ. I hope you guys have a cup of coffee. Get ready for anything, you know?
Absolutely. Hello, and I'm looking. I'm excited to do the heart thread because it's really been incredible.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Well, how about if we talk a little first about you?
What do you want to know?
Well, anything you want to tell us. But let's start off with, when was your first spiritual experience that you remember?
Probably about 4 years old.
Okay.
And
you
it happened.
Share what happened?
It happened several times where I would wake up and the whole room was vibrating. And I've told you this before, right? That my brother's bunk bed above me was vibrating. And I'd look around the room and things were vibrating. And when I spoke, my words came out garbled. Like they were vibrating as well. And this, you know, at 4 years old, I didn't know what the heck's going on. And I was afraid at first. And I was also like something was pinning me down, too. And as it happened to me time and time again, eventually it just became a normal thing. And eventually it stopped happening. And I didn't think about it for years. But now I know that it, in some way, is connected to like an out-of-body thing. That's the way I feel it was.
Yeah. Can you conceive of the idea that you were astro-projecting?
Right. I just, I've kind of come to the conclusion I was just coming back into my body.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a rough landing.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know what it was. I was just kind of hanging out there a little bit. So I've had that, and then over the years, you know, another time when I was, I don't know, for some reason I always believed in reincarnation, you know, and I think that's just an awareness you have. But when I was 8 years old, I remember I was out of my body. Now, I thought it was a dream, but I was 8 years old. I'm floating up in the clouds, and I hear these voices. And I thought, oh, those must be angels. I'm in heaven. Look at me. And so when I thought that, it's not like, you know, they could hear my thoughts, whatever this was. And they said, well, look at here. We got a little boy here. What's he doing? And they started messing with me. And I thought, those are not angels. And so my thought was to get back to my body. Now, I've always had the ability to pop out of dreams, you know, just with a thought.
Yeah.
And in this case, I tried to get out, but I saw myself falling. I felt myself falling back towards my body. And they were grabbing at me, whatever these things were. And eventually one of them grabbed me right on the butt and pinched really hard. And then
really?
Just, oh, yeah. And then I woke up. I felt myself get in my body, and I woke up. And it's like my butt hurt for like 30 minutes after that.
Wow.
So I know somebody was messing with me, and I know I was in another realm. Where I think these things, you know, they're not evil. I didn't sense
them.
They're just kind of playing with you. And, well, there really is no evil, is there? There's light and absence.
All there is light. Some people forget that, so they act out, you know?
It's just absence of light. Light and absence of light. And so, but I think this was also a place more where there's like mischievous type beings, wherever this dimension was.
Yeah.
And I remember telling a kid at school, and he said, really? You probably pinched yourself when you... But the thing is, I remember falling into my body. And I remember feeling, oh, that really hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a hold of me good, whoever did that to me. So those were like my earliest experiences. And then, you know, I've had other things happen that same year when I was 8 years old, I saw an oval craft in the sky. My parents saw it. My brother saw it. We looked out. I was looking out the window. My brother and I, one night, we were supposed to be sleeping, and I say, "Mom, look at that!" And then on the horizon, traveling north to south, huge oval craft, different lights going around it, very slowly moved across it. And since then, I've had other things happen with beings like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I guess does that answer your question? Is that where you want me to go?
Well, that's
with that?
A nice beginning. Yeah, and I want to tell you that what you shared is really important because. You know, you never know who else may have had experiences like that, they needed some clarity. And I think what you shared about astro projecting was really important, that people understand that you can come into your body gently or you can kind of have a difficult landing. But I think the other thing that you share, too, about, you know, these experiences with other beings, it's really important to understand that, you know, if people are dealing with things like that, the best thing you can do is not go into fear, but to remember your light and to remember somebody else has forgotten their light, so they're not acting in light ways. And that's a big message you just shared. So I think even as a little guy, you were teaching. You were getting the information together to teach, and you were seeing things and experiencing things very early on.
And also, don't you think that these things are going to treat you as you see yourselves?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, if you forget your own light, yeah, you'll attract absence or what someone believes is the absence of light. But if you vibrate light, you'll draw that to you, too. You will. Or somebody who says, yo, I need to remember my light. So it's important. Yes, yes. And I feel that, too.
I guess what I was saying is that we are going to run into things that maybe are not going to be on the highest vibration, but that how we see ourselves is how they're going to treat us. They're going to treat us differently. It's like people out there that are not always nice people. They treat you differently, it seems, in my experience. If you have a higher vibration of yourself and things around you, you still run into those people, but they don't treat you the same. This is what I notice at work, Joy. They treat me pretty well, but I watch them treat other people not so well. And so it makes me think maybe vibration has a lot to do with that.
Absolutely. You're also a door for them to remember their own divinity. And when people recognize that in you, they're going to honor you in some way because they recognize that you represent for them light.
Now, what if my door's got rusty hinges? Then what?
You got to take care of that door.
What if it's a bit squeaky?
What?
What if it's a bit squeaky? What if my knobs doesn't work? What if I can't open?
Then it's time to get heart thread. I love you. I love your questions. The eternal host. That's what you are, DJ.
What else would you like to know about me?
Well, along with all these things, what is the most profound experience you've had in your life so far with these different spiritual experiences, the one that really makes you go, wow?
Boy, there's, you know, I'd have to say both of my parents after they crossed over, and this is separate different times. My dad in 84 and my mom in 97. My dad came back in 92, and I told the story about how he came to me and he was surrounded by light. And the light just, you know, this is the love of the universe. You know that this is coming from probably, maybe there's a highest place, but I just can't imagine that there's much, this was so powerful love, it went through me like a radiator, like a heat, you know, like it pushes heat towards you, like an old radiator.
Or
a furnace, it just blasted through me. And I felt it, like you just know you're loved, and this universal love is incredible. And he told me that, and the way I knew that it wasn't a dream is at the end of it, he told me, just think of me and I'll be there. Because I was asking him, how do I see you again? And at that moment, my alarm went off and the song on the radio was I'll Be There. And the Escape Club in 1996 had a song called I May Have Died, But I've Gone Nowhere. Just think of me and I'll be there. Now, what are the odds of all that happening?
Wow, I'm getting chills.
Are you really? I thought I told you this
beautiful.
Before.
Yeah, but I love the story. It's just so beautiful, and I am getting chills.
It is incredible, and this was in 1996 when he came back to visit me. Now, a couple of weeks before that, maybe a month, I was driving down what's known as the Main Street here, Ludington Street.
Yeah.
And I stopped on the corner of 10th Street, which has a stoplight. I was going to turn right. You can turn right on red.
Mm-hmm.
I started to proceed very slowly, and I heard a loud voice. It sounded like my dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't thought of my dad since 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, stop! And that's the only thing I heard. And I stopped, and a car came flying through because it was probably trying to beat the light. You know, and that car must have been doing 40 miles an hour. It would have hit me right on my side door. Now, would it have killed me? I don't think so, but I might be talking kind of funny right now. If that would have hit me, I would have been talking like my jaw would have been probably knocked off. But and I would have lost my left arm, but I still have my right.
Yeah, yeah.
Then in 2011, my mom, and this is again about 14 years after she passed,
uh-huh.
She always said, I'm going to come back sometime and prove to you boys, my brother and I, I'll prove to you boys that there's life on the other side. She really was the one that always got us, you know, to believe, and she was so open-minded,
uh-huh.
Especially from her generation. She grew up in Germany, World War II, living under Hitler,
yeah.
You know, surviving, coming to this country, marrying a GI in 1948.
Wow.
And so the thing is that she's the one that told me about reincarnation and all about all this other stuff. And so it's like,
wonderful.
You know, it just tells me maybe she's on a different level than a lot of people were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We come in at different levels, as you've said before.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2011, it was just real brief. She comes to me just like my dad. I know it's a visitation because it's so clear and vivid.
Mm-hmm.
It's lifelike.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a horse rubbing next to her on her shoulder and a squirrel in her hand. And the squirrel, and she loved animals,
uh-huh.
is nuzzling underneath her chin. And she's just looking at, and she's younger looking.
Uh-huh.
And she's healthy. And yeah. She just smiles at me. And this wave of light goes through me again.
Wow.
Like I can't describe. It's love like you just, there are no words for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to think about it. But later, I remembered that was our horse that was next to her. We had a horse when I was a kid. It's been so long,
mm-hmm.
but he looked just like that. And then we also had a squirrel. Well, we didn't have a squirrel. I had a squirrel that was bugging me when I moved out to Wilson about 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was thinking of shooting him, which I'm, you know, I've never killed anything. But I was so frustrated with this guy. He's getting into everything. And eventually, I built a trap, and I caught him and didn't hurt him and released him.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, that was the squirrel.
Because
it was over 11 years ago.
Wow.
And I bet you in 2011, you know, his life was over. And he probably is there going, hey, thanks for not shooting me. Appreciate it. And my mom brought him with, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I put together on all of that. And so that to me, those were the two moments in my life that just told me there's so much. The universe is just filled with this incredible, unconditional love. And you can't even begin to describe it, what it is. We think we know what love is here with mm-hmm. people in our lives. And in my own opinion, in my own experience, it's not even close. It's not even close. I mean, there may be some people that have that experience with another person. You know, you think you love your parents or your children.
You know, I was listening to you talk about the unconditional love and how powerful that is. And your stories are such a clear message, how there really is no death. The only thing that there is love, you know?
And if people just knew that, huh? If they just, mm-hmm. We wouldn't live our lives in fear, would we?
Well, don't you think they're kind of remembering that more now?
Yeah, I do. I do see more and more. You see this a lot because you work with people. And
yeah. Yeah, but I think, too, when we focus on that it is shifting, we support the magnification of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it magnifies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these stories that you have about what's happened in your life are so important now. We have discussed you writing a book, haven't you?
I broke my writing hand. I broke it. My pencil's broke. Yeah, I've been working on it. I'm working on it, just like you're working on something too, right?
Yeah, don't turn this around.
Aren't you working on a book too there, Joy?
Oh, my word, am I working on a book? But anyway, no, yes, I am working on a book. So, you know, you're writing yours and I'm writing mine and we're getting it done, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we feel the need to do that, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, I'm smiling too when I think of your mom and dad and, you know, how present they are in your life for you.
They both are?
Oh, yeah.
I thought my dad was out.
Well, even if they're flying out there, if you need something, they're going to pop in, mm-hmm. like with that car, you know. For me, I had an experience with my grandmother and a few with my brother. So, you know, I know that sensation of the eternal, you know, the universal love, and, you know, that it doesn't have any words. Mm-hmm. And that I also, don't you think when you have that happen, that's one of the things that you can offer to people is a way to love or care them that is kind of universal, that comes from a higher place because you've experienced it.
Right. It's like now you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say it. Oh, I have unconditional love for somebody, yeah. And oh, I care about you. And it's mm-hmm. like, boy, to feel it, it's just like, this is really, well, it's where we came from. We
Absolutely.
And we've forgotten it, I think. And,
yep.
and so... Wow, that's what that feels like. Well, now I know how to mm-hmm. kind of bring that up, you know,
yeah.
and maybe I can project that towards others.
Yes, and it's that love without attachment.
Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest, probably for a lot of people, is to let go of that attachment.
Oh, I think so. I think that even when you walk a spiritual path, you know, attachment just doesn't mean to things. It can mean to your children, your parents, your wife, your friends. You know, it's like, consistently, do I love them enough that if there was something they needed to do, to go and do it, and I had to let go, could I let them go? You know, do you love them enough to let them go?
Right.
And not contain them.
Right.
I think that question is something that you particularly, with these experiences you've had, you're brave enough to look at those kinds of things. And, you know, it's a good message that you're giving out here today, TJ. We're impressed.
Well, thank you. And
yes,
it's like, I just, you know, over life you learn to let go. You got to let go of everybody sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the great lesson.
Yep. And then after you let them go, I always like, here's the flip side. Since we're all one, where the hell's anyone going to go anyway?
And yeah,
right?
Where are they going to go? If you really want to see them again, you'll see them again.
Absolutely.
In some way, some shape, or you'll feel them again. Which
Absolutely.
Is really, you know, what are we in our pure state anyway?
Yep.
What do you think we are, Joy?
What do I think we are?
Yeah.
Oh, we're all spirit energy.
Yeah.
That's in my world. Now, everybody has their own perception, and that's fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
I truly feel that Spirit speaks to every single person on this planet the way that they can receive them.
Hmm.
I personally, you know, my experiences have shown me things personally about being an energy field. So that was like from going into the future. But at the same time, like I said, you know, I don't. As long as you have some door that or connection with spirit, whatever you call that, and you can nurture that, you know, wherever that leads, that's a personal experience, and, you know, it's perfect for each person.
Now, you wanted to do the heart thread.
Yes, are you interviewing me again?
No, I'm just saying, right now we're...
Yeah, we're...
I don't know how much time you want to do with this show.
Okay.
So I'm just, how long do you think the heart thread's going to take?
Well, I was thinking we would do, like, maybe
heart thread light,
25 minutes.
Heart thread light, a condensed heart thread.
Yeah. Well, I thought we might just do a heart thread because we've talked about it a few
mm-hmm.
times, and this we give everybody a chance to get a sense of what that work is. And since we're doing all this talk about love, the energy of love comes from the heart, so I kind of connected there.
Okay.
So why don't we? Are you ready?
I just wanted to, because anybody that's listening, now this is going to be Joy's show, and I'm going to co-host it with her, but where did you learn this?
Okay. I had training through Flo Aivia Magdalena from Soul Support Systems, and she was on your show. Flo mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. And I went through this training, and it was a wonderful workshop. As a matter of fact, my brother who had died appeared in it. And it was, it just showed me, I felt very drawn to do this work. I remember when I had a few heart threads done myself, I was like, no, I want to do this work with people. And the reason is because I found that it is profound, and it really supports with shifting patterns in people's lives where they might feel stuck. Mm-hmm. The other thing I personally experienced was a stronger sense of presence in my own body with my heart and my soul. Being somebody who likes to travel interdimensionally, grounding became a last resort. So, you know, I had to really work with finding things that would really support me with staying very grounded. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those modalities that I found work with that. And it also supports you with expanding, because you stay grounded and you can expand at the same time.
Right. You know, that's amazing, because I remember the first time you did it to me, I was wearing a size 32. Now I'm up to a size... I'm just kidding.
No.
But what was really cool the last time you did this is that I had some... My back was a little stiff and sore. Not bad. My back hardly ever bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I think we carry things, you know, maybe that's what it was. And my shoulder was a little stiff and sore. And I had just gone to the chiropractor a couple of weeks ago, and he said, well, you really got some things here. And so he was figuring that I was supposed to go to him 2 days later mm-hmm. after you did that heart thread.
Mm-hmm.
He really figured he had a lot of work on me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, and I felt good right after we did that heart thread.
Yeah.
And he says, what happened? How did this... And I said, I had some energy work done. I said, you believe that? And he goes, yeah, that's possible. I said, isn't everything energy? He goes, yeah, that's possible. And I said, a woman in Pennsylvania did this over the phone. She wasn't present? I said, no. Don't you think you can do that? Yeah, that's possible. Why not, right?
That's right.
So it was just, that was amazing results for me. And you also told me something about balancing chakras too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think so. You mean in the session?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You don't remember all of it, right?
No, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But
that's where the drinking comes in, right? Is that what you do? No? this is your show. I got to behave myself, sir.
That's okay. We know you're a first-timer.
First time to the planet. Hello. Go ahead, first-time planet caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Joy.
All right, I'm ready for the... What do you want me to do?
Okay, so before we dive in here, too, I'm going to add a few things on just to let everyone know what's going on. The area of the body where we hold the hidden issues are in the back. Like, usually if you get energy work done, they'll go in the front and they'll work on the heart. What we do is tune into the back, and there's this, he's an angel now, his name is John Henry, and in one of his last lives, my understanding is he was a chaplain at Pearl Harbor, and he was killed. And when he went to the other side, he went to the guys, and what I call spirit the guys sometimes. So he went to the guys, and he said, I know what it's like to be in a human body, and I want to help people live your wisdom in a human form. And he got the go-ahead. And so this process came through Flo, and then she trained some of us to take it and use it with other people. I found that there's usually a cycle of 21 to 28 days. By then, usually some of the shifts will happen. And then if you're ready, we unravel more. It's not mandatory, but, you know, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very honored to do it. Now, sometimes there are beings from the other side, relatives, whoever it is, they may want to pop in. And mm-hmm. if that happens, we always ask permission first.
Right. And my experience has been, it's always been, there's never anything that, I've never felt anything that would be hurtful or any way. You know, I know you're doing work to help me out, but there's never, it's always so gentle. So that's just my two cents.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your input. I think that's really very important for people to hear, and it's also nice to know that you...
And I don't remember being in a trance where you took my wallet.
No,
so it's like nothing like that happens.
No, I didn't astro project there and feel anything, I promise. So are you ready, young man?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you could do this depending if you're holding the phone and, you know, that's you need to do that. It doesn't matter if you do this physically or you can imagine it, too. It'll have the same effect, okay?
I'm just sitting in a chair talking into a microphone.
Okay. So would you put your right hand on your heart and mm-hmm. your left hand on top?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see John Henry here. And would you say, I link in?
I link in.
With the most integrous?
With the most integrous.
Heart-thread circle.
Heart-thread circle.
So we're going to breathe for a second. All right, John Henry's here. He's saying, go, go, go. Do we have permission to put our hands on your shoulders?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right, I can hear him saying this young man has been waiting a long time to do this, you know?
Hmm.
So... he's talking about getting the word out there. That's what he's saying.
Hmm.
So we're being drawn to just below your heart area, and we're just going to touch in there. Okay. Would you say all manners of heart issues
all manners of heart issues
are clear.
Are clear.
Resolved.
Resolved.
And I am at peace with everyone and everything.
And I am at peace with everyone and everything.
And would you take a nice deep breath? And there's this big, huge being. They're coming to do some work around you, is that okay?
Sure.
They're light, and they're actually working on, it looks like how you assimilate information through the brain that is connected to the heart. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like they're cleaning the filter.
Ah, my filter needs cleaning.
Everybody says sometimes, you know? It's like a thing.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Very good. Very good. I can see John Henry on the other side laughing. He's saying, oh, TJ, that's a good one. Okay. So they're showing me. He's showing me. Okay, we're moving to either side, left and right side, down about 3 or 4 inches, and we're just touching in there. Okay. Okay, would you say, I have all the support I need?
I have all the support I need.
From every realm of light.
From every realm of light.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Even as I bless all.
Even as I bless all.
All right, they're showing me this image of you. Oh, and it's very interesting. I can see you like in an ocean sometimes, and it looks like you're, and the ocean is almost symbolic of, you know, any emotional issue, that kind of thing, and all of a sudden I see this dolphin coming up to you with a surfboard. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Apparently, now, the dolphin energy is very much into joy and laughter and helping to raise their consciousness, and they work with the Christ consciousness energy.
Okay, cool.
And they're saying this dolphin is actually sending a trance. I'm hearing him saying, him, her, saying that they are sending information to you about how they would like you to play with them.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and they're showing me an image of you being near a water and on a boat, and it's somehow have an access to connecting with them.
Okay.
And now they're talking to me about your connection with the creatures of the earth.
Great.
Okay, and they want to, acknowledging that there's a sea turtle, a huge, huge sea turtle, an ancient sea turtle. And, oh, this is really lovely. And this sea turtle, do you want to hear these messages?
Absolutely.
From all of them?
Yes.
Okay. The sea turtle is saying that in silence, I have this image of you sitting on the earth near a body of water, and you making an intention to just connect and be in silence and listen to the wisdom of the sea turtles, because they have messages for you.
Mm.
They're talking about you walking paths together, very ancient old paths together, that you have been together and witnessed each other in other lifetimes. And that Gaia's footprint, or Gaia is embedded with your footprint and theirs.
Hmm.
And these are very ancient old ties to Mother Earth, and it's the sea turtle who has the wisdom of it all. All right, now I see this huge angel coming in. It looks like Archangel Michael, your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
He says, my beloved one, my brother. He has a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He says, I sit with you often. I'm forever near. And he says he's under guardianship for constant protection with you.
Is he like that with everybody?
He says, as needed, as desired, and as called for.
Okay, great. Because I've certainly called him in more than once, and I always want him around me.
He says, yes, in spades. He's also showing me, it looks like, Gabriel.
You know, I was
coming.
You know that email you sent me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to start calling those people in. It's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah, he says Gabriel. He's showing me this image of Gabriel standing next to him. And Gabriel, okay. So Gabriel is the trumpeter, the one who brings the good news, the one who speaks for spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Gabriel would like to do some work.
Sure.
In your field.
Okay.
Okay, and he says, I am at your service to support you with bringing through messages of wisdom. And he's showing me, this image of just working in your throat area. And he says that the throat area, he's not saying this, but I want to let you know the throat area is connected to will as well as speaking truth, okay?
Okay.
So he's showing me some things that are shifting, you know, in that area. Looks like on your right side.
Okay.
Okay. Can you say the gentleness?
The gentleness?
Of my heart's wisdom.
Of my heart's wisdoms.
Are profoundly felt.
Are profoundly felt.
By everyone.
By everyone.
I am heard.
I am heard.
I am honored.
I am honored.
All right, he's showing me how he's doing some work on the left side there. Huh. Now it's interesting. Archangel Michael, also called Uriel in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are ones I've been asking for.
I know. Well, apparently it's working. But Uriel is coming in. He's bringing in green. And, you know, he has a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I am honored to support you with continued grounding on the earth space and delighting in the blessings of nature. And he just kind of bowed his head.
Thank you.
So he's letting you know he's there.
Thank you.
Okay, now I see Metatron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, would you like to hear what he has to say?
Yes, I would.
He's pointing to the stars. And he says, eons ago, before time and space began, you and I walked through the ethers, understanding the energies of creation through mathematics and quantum physics. Creation itself has been witnessed and absorbed into your cells.
Hmm.
I am here to offer my support. When you seek to communicate interdimensionally, I will act as a guardian and filter through anything that would appear to misrepresent itself.
Mm.
I lay at your feet the light of wisdom, and I remind you your essence is pure and you are a multi-dimensional being of light.
Thank you very much, Metatron.
He's telling me there's more work to do and that he's showing me your backyard. There's something with the backyard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would just let that be.
He's not telling you what it is?
No, I just have a feeling that when I visit, I'll know.
Mm. And you believe there's a portal back there, perhaps?
Yeah. I feel, now he's showing me a door. He's showing me a door. He's showing me there's communication that's available there. And he says the light comes through there.
Hmm. Wow.
And he says it expands. There's an expansion that occurs from that point.
Hmm. Is that something that's just natural, that's always been there?
It's a point of consciousness that the Earth herself, Gaia, has made available to souls who would seek to understand and realize that the essence of light can be encountered interdimensionally through portals or doorways that are placed around her electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a doorway that's a gift.
That's awesome.
That she's allowed to come through there with the support and the help of the light itself. And it's an invitation for people to come and remember there's more than what it appears to be the density of everyday life. So if you had people there.
So you're saying I'm going to start getting people showing up at my house, maybe? Mm-hmm.
No. No.
They'd be more than welcome.
If you think about it, the people that come to your house, they're coming into this new energy.
Mm.
And because of who you are, you hold a space for that.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the angels all nodding. Okay. I can see Raphael now. He's the healing angel.
Hmm.
Now he's pointing to your feet.
Hmm.
Okay? He's showing me like ankle joint pain, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying to take good care of your feet. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
And he's talking about, I can see him with your permission. He's, is it okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't know who's saying this, but I can hear it's always okay, Joy. I know. We don't want to offend anyone, though.
I understand.
Okay. All right, so here we are. We're looking. He's showing me the feet.
Pretty lovely feet, if you ask me.
He's talking about how strong and powerful.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Is that kind of strong? Is it because you have a clothespin on?
They're laughing again. Okay. Now he's showing me. Okay, this is what he's showing me. There's a reason for this, okay? He's showing me these figure eights weaving in and out of your feet. And these figure eights, they're the energy of order. And when you have order in the body, it induces health.
Mm.
So he's actually weaving this order symbol down at your feet. And it's going through the cells, up into your heart, you know, to the veins, lungs, all through your body.
Hmm. That's amazing.
So if you would just kind of breathe that in. And I can see them all just standing around you in a circle. And I saw John Henry come into the circle. And now I can see this great feminine being coming around you. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I can. There's a message from her, and she says, I hold each of these and all of you here in my heart, knowing that all is well and that you are free to dance upon the earth with all the magic and majesty of a true light. I offer you my blessings and send great love and peace to all. Now I'm being drawn to go back to your shoulders. And would you say out loud, nice and strong,
mm-hmm.
I live my authentic self.
I live my authentic self.
Because I can.
Because I can.
The road is clear.
The road is clear.
My life is abundant.
My life is abundant.
In all fashions.
In all fashions.
And ways.
And ways.
All right, now I'm looking, and on the left-hand side, I see a little magical being.
Hmm.
And it's very interesting, this little magical being. Is it okay if,
yes.
if they're here?
Bring them on.
All right. So this one in particular, it looks like they walked from out of shrubberies or trees. And they are on the left-hand side.
Hmm.
And they just want to stand around you. They
really?
Just want to stand around you.
What does he look like? Or is it it? What does it look
well,
like?
Well, it looks a little like, it's not a fairy. It's a little being that has leaves around it. It's
hmm.
it's like some otherworldly, interdimensional kind of nature being,
hmm.
and a very round face, and
hmm.
someone who's been hidden a long time.
No kidding.
Yeah. This is very sweet. Okay, so they have a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they say that they feel safe around you, and they say that as you come out, they are coming out, and that the unseen lights are going to support your feminine energy, strengthening and letting yourself receive. And now I see these doors opening around you. And I hear this being saying, thank you, thank you. And I can, again, now I see more magic. I do see a unicorn. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
On the right-hand side. So would you say, I am aware?
I am aware.
And conscious?
And conscious.
Of all of the mystical?
Of all of the mystical?
Wonders.
Wonders.
Of creation.
Of creation.
And their hidden wisdoms.
And their hidden wisdoms.
Are known to me now.
Are known to me now.
I am connected to all that is light.
I am connected to all that is light.
I am appreciated.
I am appreciated.
And now I can see this energy coming around you, and it's spiraling clockwise. It's spiraling so much, I'm sitting here spinning. So it's going out. Would you take some deep breaths? I can see a face there in the light. Is that okay?
Yes.
So would you say, all is well?
All is well.
All is coming to fruition.
All is coming to fruition.
I have the answers.
I have the answers.
I trust. Would you say I trust?
I trust.
Myself.
Myself.
On the deepest levels.
On the deepest levels.
I know I am always connected.
I know I am always connected.
And I am free to live the resolution.
And I am free to live the resolution.
Because I can.
Because I can.
I can see John Henry laughing. Now he's showing me these doors are opening. And this beautiful gold light is just coming around, and it's like blessing your core and weaving through all these different layers in your being. So would you just breathe that in? Would you say my prayers have been answered?
My prayers have been answered.
I have been heard.
I have been heard.
And I see John. I personally now am seeing John Henry coming around. Not John Henry, but William Marshall coming around. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. He's riding a horse.
Who's William Marshall?
William Marshall, he's known as the greatest knight of all time. And in his lifetime, when he died, his enemies revered him. He would go to the battlefields where his friends and enemies died and send them all to light. He was really thought very highly of. And on the other side, he works with the light, magnificent, and grace. So he's here, and it's a blessing to have him, okay? And he has a message.
Okay.
He says, I offer my grace to thee, and send forth an honoring for all those who are able to hear and feel the light that is being offered to all those who are ready to receive it. this time of oneness is a blessing that has been long awaited, and creation herself is holding each soul tenderly, knowing that the unfoldment of the grand design is in order. I offer my peace, grace, and the light magnificent to you and to all who are present.
Thank you very much.
Now I see John Henry step forward, and he's got his hand on your shoulder, your right shoulder. And he says, what a ride, TJ. What a ride.
That'll be 2 bits, please.
He says he will always be near. And he says, in the days ahead, he says, remember to stay grounded.
Mm.
He says, drink lots of water now.
Mm.
He said, remember that connection to the ocean and to the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows me this image and a reminder for you to keep that frequency up.
What are you saying?
Saying good work.
Okay. I thought I was saying, well, sometimes it's not quite there, is
no,
it?
No, no, no. He's encouraging you.
Okay.
He says, we all love you. We all love you.
I love all of you. We spent too many times together, too many lifetimes together, so.
He says, the best is yet to come.
Great.
And he stepped back. Okay, so I think you're cooked.
I'm cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you called it?
Cooked? Yeah, that's a mini cooking. I'll tell you, TJ.
What do you think of that? You were present for that, weren't you, somewhat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not lying. I sit here and I rock, and the excitement that they feel sometimes, I have a hard time getting the words out, you know? But light... I mean, I get to see the light and, you know, be present for that, and I get to see what shifts. And they show me just specifically what you're ready to let go of. It seems very important, you know, from what I witnessed with your heart threads, that that you have and retain a connection to the magical aspects of light.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about keeping your frequency up. And you deal with all different kinds of people, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. So I think that's why John Henry was encouraging
you.
Oh,
yeah. I know. This is something I'm well aware of.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not offended by it, or it doesn't ruffle my feathers.
No.
I'm always going back and forth between filled with great joy and then sometimes letting things bother me that I shouldn't.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because there were some things in there, they were shifting, and it was like lifting away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of it I will see very clearly, and some of it I just get a sense of, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to analyze it, which is nice, so I don't have to be anyone's therapist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely stuff that happens, and I know it because I sit here and rock, and, you know, I haven't been on medication for years, so...
Is this typical of what most people would go through if they did this with you, the heart thread?
Everyone's heart thread is unique to them. So it's whatever you're ready to release. Some people come in and they may have just a lot of statements to say. Like, let's say somebody who comes to me who's dealt with being abused, they may wind up having to hear things like, I am lovable, so their cells need mm-hmm. to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things shift as time goes on because the pattern shift. But everyone is individual. But I can tell you the energy, yes, the energy, the levels of support, there was something very unique that I never seen before was this little magical creature that was hidden, that came out of the trees, that was so precious. And the other thing that I saw that was I thought very unique with you was when I was seeing the light spin and I was spinning, right? I saw this face coming out of the light. It was just amazing, very magical.
Now, you're seeing all this in your third eye? Or how do you...
Yeah, I guess you would say that's how I see it. But see, you know, I mean, I've always seen things that way. So I never think, oh, I'm seeing it with my third eye. To me, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just seeing it. And it always... My whole thing is we can all do all that. You know, we can all do everything.
Right. I'm just trying to explain so people listening, if they're going to get this procedure done, it's normally going to run, what, half hour?
No, usually it's about an hour.
About an hour?
Yeah.
And it's pretty inexpensive to do it, and it really, you know, to me, it just makes me feel good. I feel really energized, and there's been a couple of things that have come through just for people listening. You know, my mom, I had asked her some questions. She came through the last time we did this, and she said that she heard me, and she gave me a couple answers. Now, that was really cool because you had no way of knowing.
No.
And now with the angels, the archangels, the five of them that showed up, you had sent me an email wanting me to, you know, ask him if I want to be part of this project.
Uh-huh.
But when I started thinking, well, you know what? I'm just going to ask them to come to me. And look at this. And then the last time we did this, and I think we might have talked about it on our show, but I had something last summer knock on my door twice.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was half asleep, and another time I was definitely awake, and I go and look, and there's nothing there. Now, this kind of stuff happens quite a bit where I live, and it doesn't scare me in any way.
Yeah.
But that's when I asked Michael. I said, just in case, Michael, be around. But then we had this leprechaun come through the last time. And I'll tell you what, 4 years ago, I'd have said, no, leprechauns don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I've opened, you know, the more you talk to people, the more you start to believe anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so this leprechaun kind of admits that he's the one doing the knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these are all, to me, three validations that I've had since we did this, and many more.
Well, you know, I am so grateful to hear how you're receiving benefit from all this, you know, like,
well, the physical benefit
but the magic of it,
right,
you know, and
right,
the shifts. So this is really good to hear, and I think it's good for everyone else to hear. You know, it's I can walk around and say, oh yeah, this is great, but if somebody's had the experience and they can say, well, this happened, you know, it lets everyone else know. And you have quite a few friends out there, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you talking in the mystical world, or are you talking in the physical world?
Both.
Okay.
I think they're all on board today. Hello, everyone.
Well, I think it's awesome, and it's nothing to be afraid of, just for people listening, if you ever want to do that. If somebody wanted to, I mean, we're going to have information for you, but if somebody wanted to get a heart thread done,
mm-hmm,
how do they go about doing that?
Well, what they could do is call me, I think, or email me. Now, you have my phone number, and if somebody called you and said, yeah, can I contact Joy,
mm-hmm,
it's okay to give them my number.
Right.
Yeah.
We won't do that now.
No.
But we will post a way so people can contact you through email. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to add for your first ever show? Good job, Joy. Way to go. Come on, spirits.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure who was interviewing who.
Mystical beings.
I had a great time. And I really, I thank you so much for sharing your story and letting us do this with you. And hopefully we can get together and do something again soon.
We'll have many shows, and eventually it probably will be a weekly show like my podcast.
Well, yeah, we're in the same neighborhood. We have things coming on, you know?
And so this is kind of the goal. It is part of a network of like-minded beings, or just beings that have something to offer somebody else. So I think, you know, maybe eventually, like I asked you, Joy, I think it'd be cool if we could have somebody that was channeled that had their own show. Have you given that much thought?
Yeah, you keep bringing that up to me, and I'm going to see what I can do.
Okay. That would be cool. Like if John Henry, every week, hey, tune in with Spirit John Henry. How's it going? You know, I'd like to hear what he'd have to say.
Absolutely.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he doesn't want to do that, but whatever the case.
But that's the thing. But he's a natural. He seemed very eager to speak today, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
He's funny.
I should have said, John, you need your own show.
He heard you, believe me.
Well, Joy, it's always a pleasure working with you.
Oh, you too. You too. And thank you, everyone, for listening, and many, many blessings.